Okay, welcome back now to Hard Facts, and let's talk about some of the activities of criminals in River State. And like I said when I started the show, it's not to put fear in the minds of people. That's not the objective of this conversation. It's basically to make you aware of what is happening so that you will not be like this woman whose goods were stolen by a taxi driver. And it was after she had been a victim of that, that she got to hear that, oh, this has been happening. She never knew that something like that happened. And so, with her church mind, she fell victim. So here's the story, all right, just to bring you up to speed with what that particular story is. It's the story of a woman, a middle-aged woman, who basically went to markets and on her way back joined a taxi, but then the taxi driver ran off with her goods. So the woman, her name is Blessing Okechukwu, she said that her goods worth about 50,000 naira was stolen by a taxi driver along the Oberikwere axis, of Port Harcourt on her way back from Mbiama Market. Now, she described the taxi driver, and she said that he's an aged man who drives an ash-colored Passat vehicle. So this woman came to make complaints at the Nigeria Info FM complex, and she said the driver zoomed off after he had asked her to step down from the taxi to avoid task force, whether searching her or collecting money from her or whatever. But the story goes that she came down willingly and left her goods in his vehicle and he zoomed off. So let's hear from the woman.
I told him that I'm going to Eleparangwa. He charged me 1.5. I said, okay, no problem. But on our way, he said that there is SARS people, that I should come down. I should be trekking down small, that after, when he passed them, that he will carry me. As soon as I come down from the taxi driver, the man zoomed off with my load worth of 50,000 plus. Gary, I bought 3 Benz in 15,000. That is two of them, 30,000. Then 1 Benz in 5,000. Then I bought yam of 10,000 plus inside the taxi.
Now, she also said that other people around the Oberikwere axis told her that, this kind of robbery attack has been happening. There's also one chance robbery. Now, she also says that she's left with nothing, as this incident has actually affected her business. Well, she's calling on the police to help her recover her goods in any way possible. Let's hear from her.
As I'm walking around looking for it, anybody that I met, they will tell me that's how they have been doing. That's so beautiful. Even as I went to police station and made a complaint, the same thing is what they told me. That they have been hearing that kind of news. That's so beautiful. The thing is affecting me because it's through there I'm feeding my family. As it is now, I carried all the whole money that I have and invest on that good. I'm the one capturing everything for my family. I don't even have any goods. That's why I went to that market. As it is now, I'm going to sit at home again. How will I feed my 3 children?
All right, so what we'll be doing this hour is for you to tell me what you have seen, what you have heard, what have you witnessed, what have you experienced with regards to the operations of criminals in your vicinity. You live here, you work here. Basically, you've seen some things, you've heard some things. Can you tell us what those things are? Some people will tell you that, keke drivers in this axis, this is what they do. In fact, if you're about to board a keke and there are two people, you know, the driver and then one person is hanging, or, you know, anything of that nature, something that could help someone know that if I'm going to a certain area and I see certain kind of movements or some form of conversations, it means there is trouble. And then I should be careful. All right? So that's what we're doing this hour. So tell us some of the activities of criminals in your area. And we're not stopping there. I would like you to also talk to us about how you think these activities can actually stop. How can they be tackled? Because the same way we handle the issue of kidnapping, it's not the same way you handle one chance. It's also the same way you handle pickpockets. So I remember also on my way to work earlier today, a lady was lamenting. She was talking about street boys, you know, little boys about, you know, they're mostly teenagers. And then she was talking about, whoa, so these boys are here. See the way they are now begging. And so while she was still talking, another man close to her was like, you're talking begging. It's not begging, no. Before, if you're not careful, your phone will just disappear. And before you know it, they will just go and sell it. All those people where they sell phone for streets, not them. So some people might not know. And they come around, perhaps someone comes in for the first time, meets those little kids, you know, acting all, oh, I need help, give me money. And they lose guard, you know, like Nigerians would say. And their items go amissing. So talk to us about how some of these criminal activities in Rivers State, wherever it is you reside or work in this state, can be better handled. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0007. Do well to send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. I'm also taking messages on Facebook, so you can get on Facebook. We're live there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Drop your comments. So I'm seeing a comment from Chile Edwin. Chile says, greetings to you, the presenter. Going by the way that the woman was strict to alight from the vehicle, it shows that she didn't use her number six, as the people should learn to be their number one security by asking some probing questions when certain things happen. Oh, well. Hello, George. So we're not analyzing what happened to this woman. Tell me what's happening in your area. What have you seen? What have you heard? Welcome.
Well, what I've observed is that every time you try to help somebody to avoid crime or break of law and order, you are existing. I've also seen people who, an Uber who carried some group of boys, and they told him to avoid police. The moment you avoid police, you become the victim. So whenever you're in a vehicle like that and you're trying to avoid a legitimate checkpoint, just know something is wrong. Just pack all your things and avoid their problem. Why would somebody who is a driver avoid that if it's reasonable? Or why would a group of inside the vehicle try to tell the driver to avoid police if they are reasonable? So if you use our number six like the message you talked about.
All right. Thank you very much, George. Hello, Mr. Zion from GRA.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Good evening.
I think number one, the Nigerian police in River State should stop collecting money from complainants so that crimes can be reported and a crime diary should be published. The proper guy or those living in that community to be aware of what is going on. Number two, the community youths through the CDC should be able to form security conscious people that are at least to be in areas in certain times to protect the people. Your community, not my community. Then number three, the River State government should establish painted taxis, River State color, numbered and registered, so that whatever taxi you are boarding in River State, it carries a registered number. In case of eventualities, you can go to the Ministry of Transport. They share the diary of the owner of that vehicle for investigation. And whoever that is entering a painted vehicle, you are at your own risk. Then above it all, before I leave the floor, we should also learn to protect ourselves. Not when it's happening to somebody, we fold our arms. Oh, if it happened to me, I don't care. Or rather, we run away. But if it is happening to somebody, if we all can come together to rescue that person, I think we also apprehend those criminals and hand them over to the police for further prosecution.
All right. Mr. Zion. Thank you, Mr. Zion. Hello, Mr. Paul from Rumigbo.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
In this matter now, me, I don't want to mention police because I am with them every minutes on the road. Can you imagine that the policeman would take me, and by the time I just come back in the space of 10 minutes, the policeman doesn't even know me, doesn't even know my car. So you cannot recognize me, you can't recognize my car. So your money is just, your mind is just on what you want to collect from me, not even to know me personally as in person. I ask them this question, so they said, so then being I do something wrong, if I stop, I come to you, tell you sorry, and you not even know that I'm the one who do that thing to you. So the commission of police, I retrain these people. Some of them, they're supposed to retire them. This thing happened along, around the loop here, because I'm frequently there on that road, under that flyover there. Going to Roma, coming back, the person is asking of my papers, my last, and the person have just checked me for 10 minutes ago. So it's very, very unfortunate. And then the veterans of this crime, there are so many. If you see some youth fighting, if you don't know any of them, will be going your way, Luke. Don't try to separate them or try to talk to them. In the process, you will be victim. And then the issue of one can is just rampant. All these private cameras, whatever, private motor, they are stopped something else. And the KK boss, if we enter KK boss and you see two young men sitting at the back, then the center city is empty. Don't enter, because they will just strangle you through back. So our advice, general public, should be careful. Don't be rushing to board any vehicle at all. Take your time before you board any vehicle. And if there is any strange discussion in the vehicle, just give them the transfer fare and get down. Don't involve yourself in any discussion. So that is where they will even get you. I'm a transporter, so I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes I try to follow them so that I can lay complaint, because I don't know whether they are armed. Because some of them, they move with arm. But when you give police information, just look at that vehicle, try and they will tell you, say, do you have a fuel for me here? Our vehicle doesn't have fuel. Or you are you sure you know what to do? Instead of moving to at least stop the vehicle and then try to ask questions. Instead of that, they will be particular on you. Let me check you first. So how are they going to meet up with the one you are complaining? I'm talking all with right. My experience. This is my own part that I can contribute. And then right. The general public is securely conscious. And then another one.
Okay.
Is, I don't know whether it's a crime for you to have a flat tire on the road. Let me stop that you want to change your vehicle tire. Somebody will come away in the name of local government status or whatever status to be harassing you. So I don't know what is the standard of if you have a flat tire on the road, whether you should tell your flat you have before you can change it and the normal one. I don't understand. Somebody will help me.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Paul. Tuka Loanye on Facebook says, I used to think some sets of anti-cultism units of the police are usually stationed around that flyover. I mean, only Yahoo boys didn't they find. Oh, well, I don't know. Ferdinand Wodo says, good evening, presenter. This incidents do happen almost every day on our roads in River State. She's even lucky that they did not kidnap her, because it's the norm now. Constance, the problem is that the rate of unemployment is rising higher. Please, government should build industries so that people can be employed. Enough of this road thing. All right, Ferdinand Wodo, thank you for your message. Okay, I can't take any calls right now, okay, because we have commercials for 5:25, and then 5:30 we'll bring you the news headlines, after which we'll continue and we'll end at 5:45, way before 5:45, or right before 5:45, for a recorded program that we also have. All right, so let me, I don't know, I can't find the WhatsApp. Somebody will say I've pressed spoil. I did not press spoil. I'm going to find it, okay? So, but hey, keep those messages coming, all right? I'm going to read them after the news headlines. Do stay tuned.
Welcome back to Hard Facts.
Okay, welcome back now. So we've been talking about some of the operations of criminals in River State, and we started off with the story of a lady, a market woman, or should I say a trader, whose goods were stolen by a taxi driver. The same taxi she boarded was the same taxi driver who stole her goods. All he had to do was ask her to please calm down from the vehicle. All right, there's task force ahead, and if they meet you, they will collect money from you. That's all he did. And she came down and he zoomed off. So how else can we be our brother's keeper if we do not let people know some of the things that are happening in town? We're not demarcating the state. We're just helping people to be aware of what's happening. And apart from letting people be aware, you're also proffering solution. Now, one of the things one of the callers mentioned as solution is ensuring that vehicles that are used as taxi in Rivers State should bear or should be painted the color of the state, blue and white. So that if you so choose to enter any vehicle that is not painted blue and white and does not have a number to actually show that this is a taxi operating in Rivers State, in Port Harcourt, where you are, then you are to blame. I mean, this conversation about taxis being painted blue and white, it's been on for years. I remember some time ago, the government they had a tax force on the road now. They were pursuing people driving their cars as taxi that were not painted. But all of that is gone now, all right? Because there's also the argument that some people are using their vehicles as taxi, maybe on their way back from work, and they'll just carry people, collect money at least, you know, buy fuel on their way home. Times are hard. Oh, well. So, I don't know what's up with the WhatsApp. I just touched it and then it's saying something else. Okay, let me look elsewhere. Let me use something else. But I'm still taking your calls though. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. What are the operations of criminals? Could you tell us what their activities are like in your area? But also remember, I would like to hear from you how criminal activities can be tackled in the state. Another person said policemen should stop collecting money from people when they come to report a crime. They should not pay entry fee. Let them report and don't ask them to pay money. It's part of the things that will make people not report when issues arise. They would rather keep it to themselves, because how much I want to go spend for police station for money where I don't already lose safe. Mike is calling from Thai. Mike, turn off your radio. Good evening.
Yeah, there's one incident that I really want the public to be on the, especially those into crafts. I think that as maybe you have a skill, like you have my leg and other skills. If you have, there is this person that they will call you on phone. They will call you. They will ask you. Maybe if you are into entertainment, they will call you by your entertainment name, and tell you that they were referred to them, that if you can do a particular job, maybe you are a comedian, if you can anchor an event for them, you accept that you do it. Then they will ask you what you charge. Then when you tell them what you charge, they will not be too far from the actual price you told them, so that you can come. So once you accept that you are coming, for example, if they tell you the event is a Igruta, once you get to Igruta, they will not tell you that you did not hear properly, that there is a K. So once you get there, the one is finished constant. They will rob you, sometimes they will kill you. I was fortunate, though I ran away. So the public, they just need to be careful, especially if you are into crafts like Cameroon.
Thank you very much, Mike. Hello, Frank from Rumibo.
Hello, Frank. Yes, I'm from Rumibo.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I want to make... Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Frank. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. You see, this issue of people stealing other people's things on taxis and buses. Like my son had an experience while going to school in this free bus by the government. I gave him about, I think, 2,000 from whom we go to school in UST. Unknown to the boy, he was standing inside that free bus. He with his money at the top of his pocket, before he get to U.S., somebody has picked that money. You know, when the boss is fielded like that, a lot of people are entering. People have to be very, very careful. Because you don't know who is standing close to you and one, two, or the other. So our advice is that, like what I told you, we have to be very careful. Hold your money in your hand when you are entering in such a crowded bus. So that is my advice to people too.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Frank. All right, this message here from, what's your name? Aneke Victor. Aneke Victor says, good evening, Constance. Our police force is not helping matters in this regard. Somehow, if we had a good security network, that driver would have been apprehended. In my area, in Rumo-Okuta flyover, there are about three guys who always pretend to be begging for money, but they use the opportunity to rob people as they start their begging with cult-related slangs. I wish our police officers could do the needful. You say these guys operate around Rumo-Okuta flyover, three of them, you say. All right. Good evening to you, madam. Police officers should stop collecting money from people when they come to report crime. Everyone should be smart, sharp, and get some street sense. Times are hard. There's serious hardship in Nigeria, and some angry and hungry people can do anything to survive. The rate of crime and kidnapping insecurity have increased nowadays. Therefore, everybody should be safety and security conscious and also observe what is happening around you and in your surroundings. All right. Good evening. Gigi says, my experience was in front of Federal Secretariat. A cab stopped. I entered and sat in front with another passenger. Apparently, it was filled with passengers that were thieves. The front was tight and uncomfortable, so the driver stopped for me to come down. The door refused to open. The other passenger beside me tried to open the door, which refused to open. While all this was going on, they were struggling to get my bag. When I realized it, I raised an alarm and was dropped off, and they zoomed off. Just from Secretariat to Presidential. Everybody should be careful. All right. So that one is the typical one chance. Fidelis John Wugo on Facebook says, good evening, Constance. The only way criminality can go away in our society or state is only when we have a good electoral system, because all these guys are born out of winning elections by all means. These boys are used during elections, and after the elections, the politicians do not retrieve the guns they give to the boys. Then the boys use the guns to hurt the public. Alerus Spiff says, good evening, Constance. I will advise the River State government to bring back the MPD system run by the Israelites for them to come back to reform our C4I security network. Former Governor Amaechi used them and it's worked. Nothing stops Governor Sim Fubara from using them. I think at this point they have the solution to our security challenges here. All right.